Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes!
Oh, it is. It is! I knew you'd like that, Crowder. No, it is the Hawk and Crowder show. Alex Dotto in for Mark Hochman today. I don't know what he's up to today, but I'm happy to be here. Crowder is here, of course. We got Solana back in studio. Dan Day running the Simulcast Network. I think this is the first time I've done this show for more than the movie segment since we've had the double simulcast starting at 2 o'clock. Crowder, do you guys feel more pressure to perform in the 2 o'clock hour, that it's no longer the local hour? It's simulcast all day, man.
No. It's like with NBA players in front of 20,000 or in front of nobody, baby. One station or two stations. You still got to perform when you're a professional and you're great. And 2 to 6, Hawkman and Crowder show, you've just walked into greatness, Dono. You got to understand that.
I'm still recovering, man. You're going to have to carry me because I'm recovering from watching a 5-overtime game in the NHL playoffs last night. I mean, Crowder, that game between the Lightning and the Blue Jackets started at 3 p.m. and it ended at 9:30. I'm not even joking. They played 60 minutes in regulation plus an extra 100 minutes through 5 overtimes. I mean, one of the most ridiculous things ever, man. So here we are today. And I know that the big topic of the day, this has been the big topic the last couple days, and we're going to have a great guest joining us later this hour to break it down. College football. I mean, Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post is going to join us at 2:15. So we've already had Crowder. We'll hear more about this in the headlines in a couple minutes, but we've already had the Pac-12 and the Big Ten cancel fall sports. They're going to maybe try to do some football in the spring. We'll see how that works out. So as of right now, you know, the ACC, the SEC and the Big 12 are still planning on moving forward. I still wonder if it goes down that way, though, right? Because I see a lot of people saying, oh, this is exciting. We're going to have football in the fall and we're going to have football in the spring. I mean, to me, I really, and I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, because you know I want my Canes football, and I know, yep, Crowder, you want your Gators football. Yep. So I don't want to sound like a complete Debbie Downer, but I mean, I wonder if the remaining Power Fives are just waiting a little bit longer before they make that call, right? Because for most of these schools, students are about to come back to campuses. I think for Miami, it's happening in a few days when the campuses will be repopulated. They might be just trying to feel this out for a little bit longer. How's the infection rate going over the next couple of weeks before they make the final call to cancel? I'm still not convinced, bottom line, that we get football this fall anywhere.
Oh, I'm 100% with you, Dono. Yeah, and let's say if SEC does come back, ACC, Big 12, I'll use Florida. You know, knock on wood, Florida comes back to camp, 17 guys get COVID. Now what do you do? You have to adjust then, because this isn't MLB. You can't put the guys up in a hotel and see what happens. Like, that's the thing, Dono. We were talking about yesterday with this. We're trying to compare this to what we know of NBA, WNBA, MLS, you know, NHL teams, you know, sports that come back. Those are pros, bro. These are children. These are amateurs. They love to stay student athlete. They don't want to say student athlete. We're acquiring student athletes. We're not just recruiting a hell of a linebacker or a great quarterback. He's a student athlete. So are you going to treat them like students or athletes? This is going to get interesting. I think it's going to go they're going to wait, and I know the SEC is going to wait to last second, Dono. Half of the SEC team's entire economy of Tuscaloosa, of Gainesville, I'll go to Gators, I'll use my alma mater, runs through the football program. Yeah. I love gymnastics to death, Dono. I have friends with gymnasts.
You do?
And all. Yeah, I think it's pretty cool to see them damn girls flipping and jumping and whipping and flipping
around.
I'll
give you that. Yeah, that
oh, yeah.
Cool.
Diving off that damn leather horse. I love all that stuff. They're not making no money. Nobody's you're not bringing 100,000 people to Gainesville to watch a girl flip off of a leather horsey. This is the economy of those schools as well. So I think it does get into finances, which the NCAA does not want to talk about because that's what it is. But yes, Dono, they're waiting for the last second. I think that it can be accelerated or decelerated. Let's say they come back and go to camp and there's no big outbreaks. One or two guys come in with it. And like I watched Hard Knocks last night, I think one guy on both teams came to camp with COVID. If something happens like that, okay, we made the right decision. But yeah, Dono, I'm skeptical as well. I love football. We love our football, but I'm very skeptical.
Let's bring in Alejandro Solana with some headlines.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Solana?
Hey.
How's it going?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just buying some times here while I pull up my headlines.
You didn't know
what are you wearing
coming,
today,
huh?
Solana?
I'm rocking my pink Dwayne Wade retirement jersey T-shirt. Not jersey, just like the retirement T-shirt. Freshman.
So a jersey shirt? You're doing the jersey shirt thing?
No, not the jersey. Not the jersey. Okay. I don't know why I said jersey. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
I look good, though, I will say.
Nope.
You should send out a selfie. I'll be the judge. Fit check.
Oh, that's for Fridays. That's coming Fridays. You know that's coming Fridays.
You look different. You know how different sometimes works. I don't think you're attractive. I think you're different.
Oh, we talked about it the other day. I'm TV pretty. I am. I'm TV pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm radio pretty.
Yeah, I'm with you, Donovan.
Tonight, 8 p.m., Heat versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, guys. The Heat can't fall into the sixth seed. They've clinched the four or the five. There are a couple other situations. We'll get to it later on. Dan Feldman of NBC Sports writes for the NBA. He'll join us. I'm sure we'll talk about that with him. Also in the NBA, they sent out a memo today detailing the rules for family and friends to enter the Disney bubble. What's pretty funny here is that they're requiring players to provide proof of, quote, a longstanding relationship with non-family members who want to enter the bubble.
You know what that reminds me of? Like, you ever see it in, like, a sitcom where, like someone marries somebody else to, like, try to get them citizenship or something?
Yeah.
And so then you know, oh, wait, the human services agent is going to come over, so we have to have, like, these doctored photographs of when we were dating, supposedly. We have to have all this proof. Like, you're going to have to come up with all this, like, forensic evidence as to how long you've known this person. I like it.
It reminds me of I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yes.
They had to prove they were a couple, and the guy was coming and picking through their garbage can. Like, what? Come on, man. I tell y'all what it is. They don't want the IG models in the bubble. Man, unleash the puppies. Let the puppies come to the bubble. These boys need to play better. Man, don't do that to these guys.
Well, like, shouldn't it be enough? Like, okay, so you can bring up the four people. Shouldn't it be enough that the four people you bring in test negative for COVID? Like, shouldn't that be like, okay, you are Duncan Robinson's four guests, you're on the list, as long as you're not bringing the virus in, should it really matter how well he knows those people?
To me, Dono, no. To Channing Crowder, if I was Adam Silver, no, Dono, not at all, man. You got four people on the list. It's like when you have tickets to a game as a player. You have four slots, you write the names in, and the tickets are at will call. They can't will call the bubble, though, Don. You can't. What if you bring in one of those little promiscuous women and they're talking to two or three guys on the team? Can they go from room to room? Can they go from room to room, Dono? Like, I'm on both sides of this, but as a father, I would say no, Dono. You can't just let anybody in the bubble.
Well, you know, I think the scenario you brought up might be exactly what they're trying to safeguard against, right? Because what if, like, you let some IG model in just because, or maybe like they pay you to put them in one of your four spots just so they can get in there and go crazy. That's probably exactly what they're trying to avoid.
Yeah. And some guys will do it too. It's funny to say, Dono, you've been around athletes. I've been around athletes. That is a concern and that will be tried. They're going to, bro, somebody's going to get a fake ID and say, this is my sister. Yeah. Well, this is I know she's a lot younger. My parents, they took a break. Yeah, man, they're gonna try. You know how you know how men are, you know how young men are, and you know how young rich athletes men are. Yeah, come on, man, they're gonna try.
The Marlins, they lost gut wrenching loss yesterday, 5-4 to the Blue Jays in extra innings. They hit A three-run home run in the top of the ninth to tie the game to send it to extras. Ended up losing in the bottom of the 10th. They play game two versus the Blue Jays, looking for a split in this two-game set. 6:37 p.m. tonight with our boy Jordan Yamamoto on the mound.
Can I admit to you that the only times that I have watched baseball since the restart are when one of my picks is on the line for the Hard Hawk Casino? Like, that is literally the – if the game counts towards my score to win $100 from Hawk, that's the only time I've been watching.
Well, me too. It's not with the Hard Hawk Casino, but we gamble a lot on this show, Dono, as you know. And
I know that.
I've watched more Marlins this year probably than all last season, to be honest, because we had money on it.
Just to recap what you guys were talking about to start off the show, the Big 12, they announced that the conference has agreed to proceed with plans for fall sports, with the fall sports seasons, I should say. Players in, quote, high contact sports like football, volleyball, and soccer will get 3 COVID-19 tests per week. And UM President Dr. Julio Frank, he told CNBC today that UM has had 0 positive tests amongst their last 2 rounds of testing of student athletes. Here's Dr. Julio Frank on CNBC's Squawk.
We have had student athletes on campus in all of our universities, certainly mine, since June for 2 months. We've been testing them frequently. And I can tell you, the last 2 tests, we have had exactly 0 new positive cases, which demonstrates that young people can be actually trusted to follow rules. Contrary again to the stereotype, they can be trusted to follow rules when there's a very clear reward, which in this case is to play. So I cannot tell you what the ACC will do because obviously I'm not authorized. We are in meeting and consulting, but we're mostly driven by a very thorough approach at analyzing all the options and really asking the question, what is best for our students?
Well, I got to tell you, if there's anybody I would want to have in charge of a university in a time like this, it's a guy who was the Minister of Health for an entire country, because that's what Julio Frank was for Mexico. So honestly, I probably feel a little bit better about the way Miami might handle this compared to a lot of other universities, just because the guy who's the president of this university happens to be the most qualified in this particular field. Yes. But, you know, but unfortunately, Crowder, he's not the president of the other 15 schools in the ACC. He's not the president of any of the schools in the SEC. So this thing is going to be bigger than Miami at the end of the day. But I do like the way Miami's been handling this.
Oh, my goodness. And an instrumental voice in the World Health Organization. You hit it on the head. Y'all have the right man for a pandemic at University of Miami. I understand what Frank's is saying, Donald, but I still don't trust the 18 to 22-year-olds. I just don't. I don't know if I'm going, if I'm doing, you know, I'm going more inside, because I wouldn't trust myself at 18 to 22. I don't know if I can trust these guys to really stay healthy, masks, no interaction with, we just talked about the IG models, no interaction with the opposite sex, trying to enjoy, trying to let off steam, whatever people call it after a game, after a practice. I don't trust the young guys. I hope they understand what's going on. It's too many of them, too many knuckleheads.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, finally, the last blockbuster in the world. It's in Bend, Oregon. It's turning itself into an Airbnb next month. 3 families are going to get to stay overnight, watch as many movies as they want, I should say. The only caveat is that you have to live around that Bend, Oregon area to apply. But they're basically, they're renting out this Airbnb for like $4, which would be the same price as it would cost to just rent a movie from Blockbuster.
I'm so upset about that Bend, Oregon rule, because I came across this story yesterday, Crowder, and I've come to realize in recent months, because I'm trying to pass along a lot of stuff to my son, things that I enjoyed like back in the 90s when I was growing up. I love nostalgia. Like, I am one of the most nostalgic human beings on the planet. And when I started to see these pictures come out of the Blockbuster BNB in Oregon, I want to get in. Like, I want to be able to reserve one of those nights. I even tweeted that if anybody can help me get a reservation, my DMs are open. Like, I want somebody to get me that golden ticket to get in the Willy Wonka factory. And now Solana's telling me you have to live in the Bend, Oregon area. I'm upset by this.
Dono, did you just compare a Blockbuster to the Willy Wonka factory?
Come on, big homie. I miss Blockbuster so much, man. I miss it so much.
You want to slide in a VHS? Be kind, rewind? Man, this is a ploy. They need to get rid of this damn. If I took my kids to a Blockbuster, you know what they would ask me, Dono? Daddy, what? where's the Hulu TV? Where's the Disney Plus TV? No, Ava, you have to put this CD in this slot. Oh, I'll just go to Disney Plus. They play them automatically. Dono, come on, man. Dude,
Crowder,
I watch
VHS tapes with my kid. My parents have their old VCR from like 30 years ago, and it still works. We watch Disney cartoons on there. My kid loves it. He loves when it's rewinding and it makes a funny noise. He likes sliding the tape in. My kid would love the Blockbuster B&B.
You know why? Because you're a good father. You're tricking him right now.
I am.
Good parents can trick their children. But Luca's not old. What's Luca? What's he running?
Two and a half.
Two and a half? Yeah, three? Yeah, man. You got about two more years of tricking him, though, big homie.
Fair enough. Any weather or anything, Solana?
Oh, yeah, there's always weather. Right now in South Florida, guys, partly cloudy. I see the clouds moving in here to El Portal, but still sunny in South Florida. Guys, tonight the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. Some parts of South Florida, you'll get into the low 80s tonight, so it'll still be warm. Right now, an 80% chance of rain with humidity at 69%.
Nice.
Come on, Dono. You can lick the wallpaper. There's a river of chocolate. That's no damn Blockbuster, man.
New releases wall was the greatest thing ever. The new releases wall. Oh, my God.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mount Rushmore of cracks.
Did you see Lizzo at the Lakers game?
Hawk and Crowder.
Donald, let me pull back this curtain real fast because I always rep the UF, and I'm a Gator through and through. Bro, I have 36 credits at Florida. I wasn't there long after my freshman year. I knew I was going to the league. I started taking bowling and social dance. Like, I actually, my older self is upset with my younger self from my approach to school after I figured out that I was going to go to the NFL. Cause man, I didn't do a damn thing my second year.
So what do you need to graduate? 60 and you got 36?
No. This is the funny part, Donald, because now it's even going to be funnier. Uh-huh. You need about 120 to graduate.
Oh, that's what I couldn't. Wow. Okay. Well, oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's 15. What is it? 30 per semester? Or I don't know. 15 semester.
It's over 100 to graduate, right?
So, right. So it's 15 per semester, 30 per year. So yeah,
30 per year.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're at 120. So 120. It's quickly. Let me. Quick story. It's longer, but I'll truncate it. When I was with the Dolphins, you know that when you go to the league early, and I left as a sophomore, I left, you know, and declared to the NFL as a sophomore, the rules were different back then. So when you go to the NFL early, the NCAA, they will let you complete your degree. Like, they'll pay for your degree, whatever school you want to go. If I want to go to UM, if I want to go to UF, like, I could get in a system, and they would help me pay for a degree because they want continuing education. The Dolphins, his name was John Gamble. He was player operations, you know, player liaison, kind of made you comfortable down here if you needed a realtor, if you needed insurance. John Gamble was the guy to go to, great human being. And he came up to me one day, and he was upset with me. And he was like, Channing, not a lot of people call me Channing, but he calls me Channing, real significant and, you know, respectful. So, Channing, can you speak with me for a second? And I would tell John was upset with me. I went in his office, Dono. And I was like, what's up, JG? He said, I'm looking through your paperwork because I was going to look from the continuing education side of the NFL, and you only have 36 credits at UF. I said, yes, sir, 36. He said, you were there 2 years. It's almost impossible to get 36 credits in 2 years.
How are you eligible to play?
You should have somewhere close to 60 credits. This is what happens, Donna, which is so dumb of me. So dumb. I'm so upset. You can take social dance once and get your 4.0A added into your transcript. You can take bowling once. You can take golf once. You can't take it twice. When you start taking bowling and social dance multiple times, it doesn't count towards credits because there's no credits for bowling twice.
Right.
Yeah, Donna. As a 36-year-old, I know it's common sense, but as Crowder at 18, I just thought, hell, I beat the system. So I was taking classes that had 0 points attached to them, 0 credits attached to them, because I knew the next semester I was going into the draft. I regret it now, Dono. I promise I do. But at the time, it seemed like a genius move.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought you like how were you – if you were taking the same dance class, was it like at least the next level up? Like you took social dance one and then you took like interpretive dance two after that? Or was it literally the same class over and over?
It was the same class, Donald, but the first time I didn't master the waltz. You're laughing, Donald. The first time I didn't know how to foxtrot. I know now that I can slow, slow, quick, quick. I know now that I can slow spin, slow spin. I know the feet work to the foxtrot and to the waltz. So I think people out there are jealous right now that I know how to do those dances because I put my time in 2 semesters of social dance. Like, I thought it was important.
I don't understand how you were eligible to play when you were taking literally the same class multiple times. Like, what the hell happened there?
Questions, man. All these questions. Suppress your questions. Push your questions down. It's too many questions, man. It messes stuff up.
Oh my God! On an unrelated note, you know, I had to miss the movie segment yesterday. I usually hop in for that. And somebody texts in, Dono, I heard you miss yesterday's searing pain movie review segment because you pulled your groin muscle watching the WAP video. That may or may not be true. but speaking of groins, Crowder, I think you've got a story for us.
Yeah, man. I'm pulling the old trigger on the on the piping to make babies. I had my consultation this morning. I need some help. Text in, tweet me, tweet us, 56790. Personally, me, Alex Dono, tweet us and let me know. But I have my consultation for my vasectomy.
Good for
you. It's scheduled for August 28th. I'm going to have to take that Friday off. I'm getting the pipes cut. I wasn't comfortable, man. I didn't know vasectomy consultation was a focus on my winky winky. I don't want my swiper to be the main top focus.
What else would it be, though? I mean, what were you expecting?
I don't know. I thought the danglers. I thought the berries were more important than the frank. But during the consultation, there was a lot of frank movement and a lot of rubbing and touching. And then the guy was, yeah. And then the other thing, too, like doctors. Donald, doctors, they always like to joke, and I understand joking lightens up the situation. My vasectomy doctor liked to joke, but we're joking about my swipe, and it was so uncomfortable because at one point he pulled my hair and was like, "Hey, you got to shave this before the 28th," and I was like, "Don't pull my wee wee hair." I was so uncomfortable, man. I don't know, man. It was an uncomfortable afternoon for me.
Wow.
So yeah,
that was just the consultation. Like, they haven't even sent anything yet.
Oh man, they're putting lidocaine on me. They're putting laughing gas. I got to sign off on nitric oxide. We're going all in, baby.
Wow. Well, I want you to let me know how it goes because I've only got the one kid, and I'm thinking about getting one of those because I can barely handle my toddler. You got 3 running around, so let me know how that procedure goes because I might need you to recommend that doctor to me if you like him.
Donald, get you another one. Get you one more, and then cut it off.
I don't know, man. This one's all like, and kids are expensive. No, like, people have to know this. Oh,
Luca needs a little one to love, man. He needs one to love and care, and it teaches them compassion. Donald, have you one more, man? I'll send you a spreadsheet on how to make babies.
I've done it once. So I figured it out?
I didn't know if it was an accident or not, so I didn't know if you needed the full spreadsheet. But yeah, if you got it locked in, just let me know and I will
send
you.
In. Okay. Don't even worry about it. Oh man.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't think Michael Jordan has that much love for a guy that was so integral. Integral? I don't know.
3 o'clock hour on the Hawk and Crowder simulcast. Alex Dono in for Mark Hochman today. Crowder is here. Man, getting a ton of reaction on Crowder. That was like a loaded end of the 2 o'clock hour between Crowder's 36 credits at Florida, where, you know, for a typical college student to get a 4-year degree has to complete 120 credits Crowder was at Florida for 2 years, and he finished 36 credits. Like, that math doesn't exactly add up. Crowder, I even got a text from Omar Kelly, who says, tell Crowder I said he's an idiot. 36 damn credits?
Listen, do y'all remember? This was, okay, let me explain this. Omar, I hope you're listening still, big homie. This was post Rex Grossman, Javon Kurz, Richey Caldwell, Jaquez Green, Freddie T. This was when Florida, you go to Florida to go to the NFL. So after my freshman year, and I don't like to brag, but let me explain. I was all SEC. I was an All-American. I was freshman defensive player of the year. Everybody knew what my path was going to be in life. So if you're at a school that understands that guys leave early and go to the NFL, this is when you can leave as a sophomore and you had to wait 3 years. You had to wait 2 years and 1 day. Myself, remember Pac-Man Jones, Maurice Claret, we took advantage of the 2 years and 1 day rule, not the 3 years and 1 day rule, and we left as a sophomore. But when you know you're going to the NFL, why do I need to take biology again? Like, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I was in animal science. I took the first chemistry. I had like a series of chemistries to take. And then I became an All-American and said, you know what? There's no reason to take another chemistry. I know my life path is going to be something different. Like I said, though, Dono and Omar, listen to me, homie. As a 36-year-old man, I regret my decision. As a 19-year-old, but I would say a lot of y'all at 36 will regret your 19-year-old decision. So, yes, that's the path I took, and I have 36 credits still. And that's one of the reasons I never went back, because I'm like, damn, I got too much work to do.
You have like 75% of your work still to do.
I'm in my office now. My wife has 3 degrees. She has her degrees on the wall. The kids ask me about it. I have to BS my 6- and 7-year-old, like, yeah, no, daddy's is in the back.
Dolly.
God bless Dolly.
Oh, man. But I'll say this. Don't judge me, Omar, until you're in the same situation that I was in at 19, 20 years old. Don't judge me.
I mean, Crowder, decisions I made at 19, I was regretting by 20. And, okay, I was not an athlete, right, obviously. And so, but when I got to Miami, Crowder, this was like a year after the movie Van Wilder came out. I wanted to be Van Wilder. Like, I got to UM, and I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm in college. There's parties. You know, there's girls walking. Not that I was having a whole lot of luck in that department anyway. But I decided when I got there, why am I going to have a heavy course load? I'm going to slow it down, right? Where most people take 15 credits a semester, some people even 18. I was taking 12 credits a semester for my first like 3 semesters because I thought if I have to stay here 5 years, that's fantastic. I'd love to stay here an extra year. But then at some point, like midway through my sophomore year, like I was like a year and a half in, I decided, like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I'm broke. Like, eventually I'm going to want to get a job. And so after 3 semesters of taking 12 credits, I realized, like, I need to step it up. And so I was taking extra classes. Like, I'm doing, like, Christmas break intercession classes. I was doing summer classes because I needed to make up for lost time because I wanted to get the hell out of there after 4 years.
See? We went opposite ways. I was going to get my degree and be a vet and grind, and then I said, you know what? The hell with that. I'm going to go play football. I'm going to chill and be Van Wilder, and then a year later, you said, the hell with that? I'm going to get my damn degree and get out of here. See, this is the beauty. I just love the beauty of the interactions because the life lessons, the situations we've both been in, Dono, that's what we can enlighten people with.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to it's a $50 bill on the
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
Got a handful of celebrity birthdays today, August 12th. Chris Middleton is 29. Super Mario Balotelli is 30. Tyson Fury, 32. Chris Chambers, 42. That's your guy, right, Crowder?
That's my dude, dude. That's the he's the offensive coordinator at U School, and I'm the defensive coordinator.
That's right. I forgot he was at U School with you. Do you like when a friend of yours has a birthday? Do you call him? Do you text him? What do you do?
No. I'm a man, and I don't say anything to you because birthdays are irrelevant. And you're it's really? 42nd. It's your 42nd year on this earth, Chris. Actually, to be funny, I'll tell you the truth. We have a coaching thread at U School, and coaches, a bunch of our coaches listen, and they're going to laugh. But all day today, people been saying, hey, HBD CC, because Chris Chambers,
they
call
him CC. That's
what
you do. You wish him a happy birthday. That's what you do.
I don't wish anyone happy birthdays because as a grown-up, I don't think they're relevant. It's just it's a waste of time to waste money and to waste anything you do on your 42nd birthday. You're a grown-ass man. It's another day of the year.
Okay, I can understand the not wasting money part. Like, you're not going to throw him a surprise party with a piñata or something. But it doesn't cost you anything to send him a happy birthday text.
But I don't care it's his birthday, and I hope he doesn't care it's his birthday. You're 40-something. Like, Donald, to be honest, like, but then even that, like, my wife knows. Don't buy me anything on my birthday.
Really?
Like,
you don't want anything?
No, because it's a nebulous day. Wow. My parents had sex 9 months before I was born. That's the only benchmark. What other benchmark is there of what happened on your birthday? Only thing that happened on your birthday, your parents had sex 9 months before that day. Period. End of story. You didn't do anything. You weren't successful. You didn't reach and pull yourself out. You didn't help the process. You just laid there like a big ass piece of bag of mashed potatoes fell out. Like, I don't do birthdays, Donald. I don't do birthdays.
I can tell. Jesus. I feel like Solana, you're probably the type that takes the birthday very seriously. Do you agree with Crowder?
No, I mean, I don't think I take it too seriously, but if it's my birthday, you know, I expect a little birthday text from the people I'm close to. Nothing serious. You don't have to send me anything. I don't like presents either, but on the day you were born, you like to feel a little special. There's nothing wrong with that, Crowder.
Yeah, I felt special on draft day and on the day I got checks.
All right.
Well, did you feel special on draft day? Because you fell a little bit farther than you thought you would.
No, you're right. I did. I felt special for being in the league, but I was upset.
Wow. Okay, yeah, Donald.
No, I'm just saying. Damn. Like, he's told the story about how, your agent told you you'd be, or your Mel Kiper said you'd be a first rounder, and
Top
you were
20.
Disappointed you weren't a first rounder.
But then if you want, like, happiness of knowing you accomplished something, I guess is a I've had this point for a while, and Solana's heard my point on this, so let me rephrase this question, because I don't like to go on a rant. Why do you celebrate birthdays? Let me just reset and ask you this question. I want both of you to answer. Why celebrate a birthday? You celebrate graduations. You celebrate marriages. You celebrate things that you're a part of. Why celebrate a birthday? You had nothing to do with it.
Because it's literally the day that your life began. Like, you arrived on planet Earth on that day. And you didn't
nope.
accomplish anything. You were just born. But I see nothing wrong with at least acknowledging, if not celebrating, the day that your life began. You're going to die on this hill, Crowder.
I'm going to die right on this hill because I relate birthdays with National Nacho Day and National Wi-Fi Day and National Stapler Day. It's where people want something to celebrate, so they can't even just celebrate their life and their people around them. So they want to lean on a birthday, lean on a day to be able to throw a party and buy a damn cake. How about you celebrate life every day? That's what I do, Dono. I celebrate life on a daily basis.
Solana, you answer the question. Why should a birthday be acknowledged?
No, I mean, Crowder's just so woke. He's just so woke. He can't even celebrate a birthday. You're just so
Thank
woke,
you.
Crowder.
I tape my eyebrows open sometimes just not to close my eyes.
I mean,
I'm so damn
woke. It's ridiculous. I was born on a day, and every day, you're right, should be celebrated like it's your last. We should, the very cliche phrase, treat every day like it's your last. And I'm with you, but on the day that you were born, there's nothing wrong with feeling appreciated that you've been blessed to live another day, another year on this earth. And you're just hating on birthdays. I don't know why. Hating on birthdays.
Because it's not... There's nothing you did for your birthday to be celebrated.
I'll send Chris
Chambers.
There
was no goal.
I'll send
Chris
Chambers.
There was no goal. But just think about it, son. On your birthday, you had no goal that was reached that at all. And most of us, let's be honest, guys, and I'll say it. It is on me. We were all mistakes. My mom had an IUD in. If you don't know what an IUD is, look it up. My mom had an IUD in when I was conceived.
So even more reason to celebrate, because you probably shouldn't even be here.
Because I was an accident, where a lot of us are accidents. Why celebrate accidents? Who celebrates the last time they got in a car wreck? Yeah, April 3rd, I got in a car wreck in 99.
You're comparing your birth. Come on, man. Your conception to a car wreck. What are you doing, Crowder?
They were both accidents, weren't they?
I just sent Chris Chambers a birthday message on behalf of Channing Crowder. I just did that right now.
And CC,
I just sent it to him Twitter?
I texted it to him because he's been on the show a couple times.
Yeah,
but
I don't have his number.
And I love Chris, great teammate, great friend. We coach together. CC is a awesome human being. I don't care it's his birthday, and I'm going to let him know that by not acknowledging his birthday.
By the way, this text just came in. It's incredible. 786-360-0790. This texter writes, birthdays weren't popular in the Crowder household. Would you want to celebrate pushing that big old head out?
That might be why my mom did. We doled birthdays. No, I'll be honest too. And my mom, when I was a kid, we did the McDonald's thing with them big ass cakes with the little sugar made hamburger on it.
Oh,
my mom
those.
Did a great job of birthdays. But when I came of age and when I matured as a human being, a man, a grown up, a father, I looked at it and said, birthdays are garbage.
At what year, like what age should you be when you stop caring about your birthday?
One.
What?
One.
when my kid turned 2 6 months ago, this was before COVID started, and he was at daycare, and you know, my wife and I showed up for like the little party they had for him at daycare. They brought a cake out to him. He was wearing a little like a Burger King crown for his birthday. The smile on that kid's face, my God, he was so happy that we were all singing to him, celebrating his birthday. And this is 2, not 1. I guarantee he'll be just as excited as 3. I'm going to let my kid enjoy his birthday as long as he wants to.
Well, brainwash him if you want to, Dono. I'm getting my kids ready for life.
Wow. All right. Well, I feel so bad for young Chaz, who's never gonna be able to enjoy a birthday.
I told Chaz this morning. I said, "Bro, you need to get a job. You sitting up here eating milk all day, sleeping all day. You need a job, Chaz."
He
turned 2 months yesterday.
There you go. Congratulations to Chaz. Happy two month birthday.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Alex Dono in for Mark Hochman today. Crowder, I think, is Crowder back? I think he did one of those things where we'll talk for like 4 minutes during the break, and then he walks away as if there's another 5 minutes left of the break when there's like 1 minute left of the break. Crowder, you there?
I just got back to my phone. Y'all came back. What are y'all doing, man? The break's longer than that.
All right. So, all right. I understand there is a new entry into the butchering of Giannis Antetokounmpo's name. Do you want to go through all these and then debut the new one? I mean, well, why not? I mean, we should live through some of this hilarity.
Yes.
Do you have these queued up, Solana?
Yeah, let's do them.
So let's start with our own Eric Reed.
Antetokounmpo for 3.
In Tokumbu.
That never gets old, man.
He was the winner, Dono. We did it. We did a whole thing, and he was the winner.
Yeah, well, Crowder, I think this is why we're doing this again, because the new option here may be worse than Antetokounmpo. I don't know. We'll get to it, but yeah.
We'll get to it.
You know, I'm looking at this list. I don't think I've heard like 60% of these. I have heard this next one. Let's hear Stacey King.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He added an R, Dono. He put an R in there, which was just a puzzling to us.
Giannis,
a rumbo. I can't say the man's name.
And he said it with so much confidence, though. Added a rumbo.
Giannis, added a rumbo.
Confidence makes up for a lot. And my man Stacey King had it.
See, like the next four of these, I don't think I've heard. Like, this is Barack Obama? When? How did Barack Obama say it?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
so good. I'm dying over here. I'm so good.
And he's so smooth. You know, hey, you know, Barack was so smooth. He was trying to be smooth, but that name, man, is it's 116 letters. It chokes up everybody.
Oh, my God. All right, here is Marv Albert at the 2017 All-Star Game.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. I mean, are these guys, like, I could understand, like, Obama was in a situation where I guess he had to say the whole name, but if I were one of these sportscasters, and I know I'm going to have trouble with that name, just call him Giannis. Like, it's not like people aren't going to know who you're talking about, right? Like, I know that sometimes these sportscasters, like, they feel like, well, this is very serious what I do for a living. I have to be professional, and it's proper etiquette to always use the last name. But no, when the last name is 15 syllables and there's a 90% chance you're going to butcher it, just say Giannis if that helps you get through the call. Like if I were Marv Albert, that's what I would do. I would say Giannis.
Dono, and you're a professional, Dono, and I'm a huge fan. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you, sir.
But with the radio man, what you just laid out, I'll tell you this, Dono, what you just laid out happened to me with the Dolphin draft this year, where they drafted a cornerback with their third pick in the first round.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to say Igbenogany. Igbenogany. Igbenogany.
That's right.
Igbenogany.
Yeah.
And I got it right now, but the day after the draft, Solana can tell you, that I was going on a rant, and then I got to Igbenogany, and it just went downhill because I looked at Donald. Once you look at, I don't know how it happens with you, bro, but once I look at it on paper, it throws me off because I'm like, I'm not about to read the word I'm about to say. Like, what's in my mind and what's on this paper is different, and I think that's what happens with the Marv Alberts and the Eric Reeds and Antetokounmpo. They have something in their mind, and they see it, and it just throws them all off.
So I'm telling you, like, honestly, they would not offend anybody watching the game on TV if they, when he hits a shot, just say Giannis. Like, if that's what, that you are not going to offend, like there's nobody watching that says, how dare Marv Albert not say the man's last name? Like, no one's going to care, man.
Well, Donald, let's be honest. His name doesn't read Giannis. It reads Giannis or something like that. It starts with the G.
Yeah, so Giannis would be how you would say that.
It reads Giannis, and he's Giannis. So both first and last name, Dono. This is it Greek? Is his name Greek? I don't even know. That's Greek words?
Like, his first name is. I don't know if the last name is, like, it may be from somewhere else. I don't know if the last name is actually Greek origin, but he is Greek.
See, we're getting more done with Dono than me and Hawk all day, Solana. All day we've got more done with Dono.
here's Fat Joe.
Sarabatudo.
Is he even trying? Like, what is that?
Sarabatudo.
Sarabatudo.
Oh,
and Solana, who is the newest entrant into the sweepstakes?
So this is Basil Zempelas. He is he went viral today on Twitter because of this mispronunciation. He's a sportscaster and former Australian rules or Aussie rules football player in Australia.
And you like how I set up Solana to say that name because I didn't want to butcher Basil Zempelas.
Well,
like, I was afraid I was going to butcher that one.
I made up the pronunciation. It could be Basil Zempila. Like, I don't know really how you say his name. But Basil Zempelas, I said it with a little oomph and everything, so it sounded professional.
It did.
Come on, what Basil got?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where's he at?
Australia?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And you can tell he's trying so hard to read it off of paper, and he's just struggling through it.
But was that recent? Because Eric Reed was it was like Giannis's rookie year, and Stacey King was Giannis's, like, is this recent, Solana? Did he just do this?
That was this morning.
Come on. You can't say Giannis Antetokounmpo on, what is it, August 12th? Come on, big homie.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Dude, I can remember when I was doing student radio at the University of Miami. I was calling a UM basketball game. They were playing against USF, and USF had a player who like his family is Native American, and the kids, this is this player's name, Crowder. His first name was Chief. That was his first name. And his last name, which was on the back of his jersey, was Kicking Stallion Sims. I'll never forget that name, Kicking Stallion Sims. And I'm broadcasting this game, and like I happened to be doing the game. Like, my partner on the broadcast that day was the guy, you know, another student, but he was the sports director, so he was like my boss that I was doing the game with. And at some point before the game, I asked him, it's like, bro, are you kidding me with this name? Can I just call him Chief? Like, can I just say Chief? And he gave me this whole lecture. He's like, well, you know, I study broadcasting, and really, like, I've spoken to, you know, people like Al Michaels, and we've had this conversation. It's not professional to call somebody by their first name. Like, you have to say Kicking Stallion Sims. So, like, this was like 15 years ago, so I've since mastered it. But I can remember how many times I struggled calling that game, because every time this dude shot the ball, I'm sitting next to my sports director, and he won't let me say Chief. I've got to say Kicking Stallion Sims every single time. And he was the best player on their team, so he was touching the ball all the time.
I was just about to ask you, was he good? Because if he was any good, I would have known his name, Kicking Stallion.
I think
Stallion
he might have played all 40 minutes. Like, he was out there the entire game.
Donna, you had to ask your boss at the time, because he had to know that, like, what's up, Chief? Like, that's a saying. What up, Chief?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool, man. You could have just played into the social media age of, you know, the quotes and the memes. What up, Chief?
Yeah, he gave you like this whole lecture before the game. He's like, well, I've talked about these things before. I interviewed Al Michaels, and he specifically told me you always say that it's unprofessional to say the first name. So it was a whole thing, man. But it was a mess. Can I hear Basil Zempilis on that one more time?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
So who was the Hall of Famer, Crowder? Is it Stacey King? Is that the best one?
We like Eric Reed because I think we figured it out that we know him, Donald. Like, we listen to him so much, we know the voice, so that's why we love that one so much. Stacey King adding the rolling R, that took the cake for the listeners when we did a poll. But I was going to say, this new guy, he slaughters it. He's in the running. Solana, do you agree? I think this new dude's in the running.
Yeah, I think he's in the running. Fat Joe also trailing, if he's trailing behind. I mean, he's close with
Son of a Tudo.
But he just, but didn't Fat Joe mail it in?
Yeah,
he knows that's not the name. I think,
like,
he just mailed
it
in.
The only thing
poor
he
effort,
got right,
man,
was the number of syllables. Like, he didn't get like a single letter right, but he got the number of syllables correct is all he did there.
And then didn't Fat Joe and who was it, DJ Khaled, have a call and response?
Yeah.
Of the name? I take out Fat Joe. I think this new guy is, this dude here is crazy.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know, I like my Drake, but I also like my oldies, baby.
Oh, here it is. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. Jay Fig knows it.
Hey guys, I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has like real life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
No, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Figgy Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies.
You know, I love the J-Fig movie review segment. Sorry I had to miss it yesterday. So, Crowder, what happened yesterday? So we put all the movies on hold for an extra day because yesterday everyone just reviewed the WAP video. Is that what it was?
Yes, and the WAP and the WAP video is why you missed yesterday. So, like, yes, you know exactly why what would happen yesterday, Dono.
Have you recovered yet, Dono? That's my question.
No, I still...
Dono. How would you? What'd you lose? You lost by 14 pounds. You told me. The WAP video made you lose by 14 pounds.
I lost all my quarantine weight. It's gone.
That's good.
Oh my god. So all right. So I was looking through the show sheet. I don't know if this is Solana's fault or if I just didn't look at it closely enough. I couldn't see the cheat sheet of the movies that we gave J-Fig a couple of days ago. I know that I gave J-Fig 12 Monkeys. Yeah. Crowder, you gave her The Bay. What did Solana, do you remember it or have it in front of you? What did Hawk, you, and Dan Day assign her?
Well, I'll save myself the embarrassment here. It is on the show sheet, Dono. You just can't read. So.
Whoa. Dude, this is like
eight
Dono
pages,
like
the show sheet. I mean, yeah. I don't care if he insults me. I skimmed through it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
I got yours back. Jump him.
There's a lot of good content on the show sheet that we glossed over today, Dono. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyways, Hawk gave J-Fig Red Dawn.
Yeah. Okay.
Crowder gave J-Fig The Bay.
Right.
You gave J-Fig 12 Monkeys.
It's a great movie.
I gave J-Fig the assignment to rewatch Role Models with a more open mind.
So the movie she watched like 3 days ago, you just said, watch it again and give me a better review.
Yeah, watch it again.
Clearly my opinion does not matter here.
No, it matters so much that we want to hear you give a better one. And Dan Day, what's up, Dan Day? We haven't heard you in a while. What's up, Dan Day?
Hey, thanks for checking in. How you doing?
Dan, miss you.
Dan Day gave J-Fig a Snatch.
And I did watch J-Fig's review a couple commercial breaks ago. And first of all, J-Fig, that ravioli you were eating looked pretty good. How was that?
You good there, Dono?
I'm dying.
Sounds like you have a ravioli in your throat.
But was it like ravioli?
It had ravioli, but it had spinach and ricotta cheese inside.
But
and
I'm saying,
made my own little salsa for the outside.
Was it canned or was it real ravioli?
No, it was real ravioli.
It looked real.
I know how the figueroa's doing over there.
Not know. What are you talking about? I love cooking. And not out of a can.
Love it. So what did you end up watching yesterday, and what did you think?
So I watched Snatch, and honestly, I'm going to be real here. I didn't understand half the movie.
Yes.
Which is exactly what Dan was hoping
for.
But you know what? I read online, a lot of people also don't understand it, and it's something you have to watch a couple times and really, really, really pay attention to actually know where it was going and what exactly it's about. It's just a lot of things were going on at the same time. But half the movie I hated, and the other half I was actually really interested and intrigued, and it was fun to watch at one point because it was very clever and there was like a lot of smart mouthing.
How many mozzarella sticks out of 10?
I gave it a 7.5 out of 10, but I'm open to watch it again.
I mean, for not understanding half the movie, that's a pretty high score.
Because the other half was just so good. And mind you, there's fighting and there's...
I was going to say, Snatch, and I think Dan will agree with this, you have to watch it again.
You do. I've seen it twice. Yeah.
I will guarantee that your rating, your mozzarella stick numbers will go up if you watch it a second time.
I mean, I love Vinny Jones, too, and he was in it.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say on the review you got a little crush on Vinny Jones. So Vinny Jones over Brad Pitt, even.
I mean, Brad Pitt's a usual, you know? Everybody loves Brad Pitt, but Vinny Jones, there's something about him. He's just, like, evil. I love it.
He's old and nasty and masculine.
I love it.
Oh, J-Fig, you love me, then. I love it. I love me, too.
Love
we
you
all
too.
Love me.
Exactly.
So, Dan Day, you assigned Snatch. Does J-Fig's review, does that satisfy? Does that match up with your expectation?
Yeah, for a first viewing, you do have to watch it about three times to really get into it. I just like the fact that Channing Crowder, professional linebacker for the Dolphins, All-American, says, the more you watch it, the more your mozzarella stick rating will go up. Never thought I'd hear that from an ex-professional football player.
And that's what happens when you talk to me.
And Dan, since you were the one that brought it up, Dan, you know I love it because you my dude.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. You're my dude.
Never mind, Dan. I don't know if I'm your dude. It took
too
long to answer, bro.
Crowder. Crowder, he hesitated.
No, so. I thought you were going to say something else, too, and that's what I was waiting for.
You know, it was probably Solana hugging up the mic. That's what it was.
The biggest part of COVID that's getting to me is not hanging with you, Dan. Sorry, Solana. That's my COVID hate, is I can't see Dan Day. Dan, I love you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to organize another movie date with Dan, because I saw Dan like a few weeks ago. We went to Back to the Future. Date? Yeah, we should have another movie date.
Please. I'm negative.
Now, I love the movies, but there's nothing like hanging out with Crowder one afternoon at Funky Buddha. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We had a ball.
It's like the WAP video. It's like the WAP video, seriously.
It's WAP video with less women. But it's okay. We'll just we'll figure it out, Dan. Which I'd say, Dan, we figured it out on that day.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Let's give J-Fig. Love it. Let's give J-Fig her assignments for tonight. Crowder, I'll let you go first since you're a regular here. What are you giving J-Fig for tonight?
J-Fig, I think we've been sexist. We haven't given you horror films, but I think you like horror films. You're a little dark.
Sexist?
Yes. Because it's a woman you're giving films to, so we're giving all these love films. We gave her all this love.
But you know what? You realize that I watch more of the fight films.
You do, and I figured out that you like the fight stuff. So I wanted to give you some horror stuff. I was going to give you I have three options because they're famous movies, so, you know, you might have seen them. Have you seen Project X, Grease, or Dirty Dancing?
All of the above.
You've seen all three of them?
What do those have to do with horror films?
Yeah, I know.
Those are horror films because...
I guess for myself, right?
Project X, a bunch of young white kids together, that makes me scared. Grease and Dirty Dancing, white people dancing makes me scared. So
I guess I never looked at it that way.
In the Crowder household, Project X, Grease, and Dirty Dancing are the top three scary movies of all time.
I can't with you.
Oh, man. You know what? When you said, I didn't realize what direction you're going to take that. Which one of those are you going to give J-Fig? What's your final answer?
You've seen all three of them, J-Fig?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen Carrie in the 70s?
I have seen the most recent one, but no, I have not seen that
one. Watch the old Carrie. I made my son watch it at 8 years old, and he still has nightmares, so I know it works. I think it's like 1976. It's a long time ago, J-Fig, but the first Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, I believe it is.
Yeah, it was 76,
Yeah, 70 somewhere. It's a scary-ass movie, Carrie.
Got it.
Okay, so if we're going to go the horror route, I don't know if you've ever been assigned this before, if you've watched it, but this is another horror film based on a Stephen King novel, which Carrie was, but have you ever seen The Shining?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You have seen The Shining.
I gave her that one before.
Okay, how about, so another movie that came out, so Crowder's was 76, I think this was around either 75 or 77, I don't quite frankly know if this movie holds up. It terrified my father when he saw it in the theaters in the 70s. It terrified me when I watched it for the first time at like 7, 8 years old. I should not have watched it that young. Have you ever seen The Exorcist?
Oh.
No.
The original. Oh, yeah.
The original.
Pick, Dono.
Yeah, go. I'll go with that, The Exorcist, because I'm really curious if you do watch it. Because I don't know if, like, by today's standards for special effects, if it's as horrifying as it was, like, when I first watched it in, like, 92, all right?
That's my problem with horror films, because the older they are, just the more cornier they are to me. Like, I start laughing because they're so cheesy.
No, this one's chilling. It's chilling.
Yeah, it is chilling. Like, the whole theme of it is, like, it's very terrifying. Okay. What about you, Solana?
J-Fig, I'm giving you Invictus. With Morgan Freeman and Matt Damon.
Like a sprinter movie?
No.
What is
it
about?
It's a rugby movie?
Yeah.
Rugby, right?
It's a rugby movie, and it's inspiring, and it made me cry, and I want J-Fig to watch it.
You cried, huh?
Cried.
I'd probably cry. I haven't seen it, though. I think we got to. We don't have much time left.
You cried.
I just
Donald.
Love the reason.
We don't have much time left. So Dan Day, you want to get yours in?
Yeah, J-Fig, since you like Snatch so much, Guy Ritchie, 2 years before Snatch, the precursor to Snatch. It's basically the same movie, but it's the British version. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Great movie.
Just like Snatch, but the British version.
What's it called again? Oh, never mind. I got it.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Got it.
Thank you.
That's
Dan.
Also another reason why I couldn't understand it, because there was a lot of like accents. Very overpowering.
Well, you're going to get even more of those in Lock, Stock, and
this is
going to
be worse,
barrels.
Yeah. But
if you like Snatch, it's almost the same.
Can't do accents?
I could do accents, but I don't know. I guess it was late at night where I was confused.
Oh, you'd be high. That's what probably you'd be high.
I was not.
Too much of that ravioli. Smoke. That's what we're
too
calling
much
it.
Of that damn ravioli with a little extra broccoli.
So you've got Carrie, you've got The Exorcist, you've got Invictus, and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Are you ready, J. Fig, to accept your assignment?
I'm ready.
I guess there's nothing left to say, but we'll see you at the movies. All right, thanks, J. Fig.
If you want to see my confusing movie review, you can go on J. Fig Radio on Instagram.
Yes, check it out. I watched
even more
it earlier.
Confused.
And you can see that it is literal ravioli we're talking about. It looked pretty delicious. So huge thanks to Jay Fig, to Dan Day, Solana, to Crowder. I'm Dono. Hawk will be back tomorrow, so he will speak with you mañana.
You can get the crabs, and it's not in your system. You see them crawling.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.